This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Reclamation weighs options for Colorado River. U.S. House water bills get focus. Colorado River proposal threatens California share. The Bureau of Reclamation is weighing a pair of options for cutting water usage in the Colorado River Basin. One of the options could hit California hard. An Interior Department spokesman emphasizes that the agency doesn't have a preferred alternative, but one would require the lower basin states, including California, to bear the burden of cuts on an equal basis. The other option, more favorable to California, would assign cutbacks in line with existing property rights. The Family Farm Alliance, which represents irrigation users across the West, says in a statement to AgriPulse that the option based on priority water rights is more in line with the group's policy. We will continue to urge Reclamation to continue to bring all water users together to develop solutions and ensure agriculture has a place at the table, the Alliance says. For an analysis of the agency's options, you can read our AgriPulse weekly newsletter today. Water legislation gets backing at U.S. House hearing. California water users supported congressional legislation to expand access to water and fund additional storage projects in the state at a hearing Tuesday. The House Natural Resources Committee field hearing in Tulare focused on two bills, Republican Representative David Valadao's Water for California Act and Republican Representative Ken Calvert's Fish Act, which would transfer authority to regulate Andromeda species, those that spawn in fresh or estuarine waters and then migrate to the ocean, to the Fish and Wildlife Service from the National Marine Fisheries Service. The system is broken. We've got to fix it, said Jeff Sutton, general manager of the Tehama-Calusa Canal Authority. By the way, others who provided testimony included Chris White, executive director of the San Joaquin River Exchange Contractors Water Authority, Tony DeGroot of DG Bar Ranches in Hanford, California, and Aaron Fukada, the general manager of the Tulare Irrigation District, and Jason Phillips, CEO of the Fryant Water Authority. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Groups make appeal for conservation technical assistance. Farm and conservation groups are asking Congress for a significant increase in conservation technical assistance at USDA. The funding helps farmers plan and implement conservation practices. In a letter to the House and Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittees, the ag and conservation groups are asking for $1.2 billion in funding for USDA conservation operations in fiscal 2024, up from the $941 million provided for the current fiscal year. The White House has asked for $1.03 billion in FY24. About 90% of funding for conservation operations goes to technical assistance. This funding is critical to the effective administration of USDA conservation programs and provides essential tools to help farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners across the country voluntarily implement effective conservation practices on their lands, the letter says. Appeals court asked to vacate sulfoxaflor registration. The environmental groups and beekeepers have asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to cancel the registration of sulfoxaflor, arguing that the court's December decision leaving that registration in place conflicts with the court's own precedent. In December, the appeals court found that EPA violated the Endangered Species Act by not completing consultation with federal wildlife agencies on the effects of the product on endangered species. But the court kept the registration in place, concluding that alternative pesticides would be worse for the environment. The Center for Food Safety, Center for Biological Diversity, Pollinator Stewardship Council, and American Beekeeping Federation all pointed to the court's previous decision in 2015 that came to the opposite conclusion and vacated the registration. Now take note, EPA did not ask for a rehearing. The agency previously asked the court to clarify that its decision means EPA simply had to begin the consultation process, but so far the court has let its decision stand for itself. Ag sectors combine on taco promotion. The California Beef Council is teaming up with the California Milk Advisory Board and E&J Gallo Tequila to celebrate perfect taco dinner ingredients ahead of the Mexican-American Cinco de Mayo celebration. The promotion boards and E&J Gallo have created a website, tacotimecalifornia.com, to promote tacos, tequila, and more. The Beef Council is offering a $2 rebate on purchases of at least $10 of beef. Camarita Tequila and Real California Milk are offering in-store coupons. The TacoTimeCalifornia.com site, quote, goes beyond consumer savings to celebrate what we love about tacos. Beef and California Hispanic-style cheese and crema make for a perfect taco. Pair with Camarita, the most awarded tequila, and you've got the ultimate taco and margarita night at home, said the Beef Council's Christine Van Eggman. GAO highlights food inflation. The Government Accountability Office is out with a blog post explaining the reasons for food price inflation. The post, which is based on a new GAO report, also notes the regional differences in food price increases. Detroit had the largest increase from 2021 to 2022 at 14.5%. San Francisco had California's largest increase at 11.99%, followed by San Diego at 11.25%, Los Angeles at 10.65%. GAO agriculture analyst Steve Morris says food price increases are expected to be lower this year, but still higher than the historical average of 2% a year. When you look at the forecast for this year's prices, they're predicted to increase anywhere from 5 to 10% and probably settle around 8%. So they're still going to be really high, he said. Well, here's today's He Said It. This is a very ambitious proposal, but it's also a proposal and it's designed to solicit a number of questions. That EPA Administrator Michael Regan discussing the agency's new proposed standards for vehicle emissions. Regan will deliver a speech at the agency's Washington headquarters today that will describe EPA's plans to slash vehicle emissions largely through the adoption of electric vehicles. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 12th, brought to you by Rabble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Downey.